Three rules of criticism.
Criticism should have standards. That way, if you're using those same standards every single time, you can judge everything fairly. Rebecca Johnson, host, Supergirl Radio.
Our listeners always liked how fair we were when reviewing shows, movies, or whatever. Even when we didn't like something, we approached it with fairness and positivity. Sure, we spilled the occasional bucket of haterade on a dumpster fire, but we tried to give anything we reviewed a fair shake. It wasn't an accident. We succeeded thanks to our patented critical process. To be fair, we didn't come up with it. It started with a dude named Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Goethe outlined three criteria for theatrical criticism that I learned when studying theater in college and totally ripped off. Keeping these questions in mind when you put together your podcast each week will ensure your review remains objective, but with a healthy dose of your personal opinion to add some flavor. What was done? How well was it done? Was it worth doing? For this example, I'm reviewing an episode of Paw Patrol, the hit kids show that turned adorable puppies into hardened police dogs. While it's easy to dismiss the show's bland plots and problematic premise out of hand, if you ask yourself Goethe's questions, you'll still deliver a fair and positive review. Paw Patrol's podcast episode number 1, Rocky and Rubble Are the Same Dog. What was done? Spin Master and Nickelodeon designed a show to demonstrate the value of thoughtful problem solving. The puppies needed to be cute, and the show needed to appeal to preschoolers. How well was it done? This is where your personal opinion starts to come into play. Keep your answer to the first question in mind. When considering what was done or the goals of the project, Paw Patrol was done well. While I find the entire show and most of the characters grating, Paw Patrol delivers cute puppies solving problems with competent animation and sound design. Was it worth doing? Well, the show is still running and has sold a ton of toys, so Nickelodeon is happy. But as an educational work of art, that's up to you. Using your previous two answers, determine if Paw Patrol was worth the manpower required to make it, not for the studio, but for the people watching it. You know, the people listening to your podcast. In my opinion, Paw Patrol hit the nail on the head and is watchable, even if I'd never willingly choose to watch it. If you're a toddler looking to learn or a dog lover looking to laugh at dad jokes, this is the show for you.
You have to meet the work of art where it is, not where you want it to be. Morgan Glennon, host, Supergirl Radio and the Legends of Tomorrow podcast.
So there we have it, a comprehensive review of Paw Patrol that acknowledges the work for what it is, addresses the flaws, and finds a lens to view kid stuff in a positive, mature light. You probably even know my personal opinion about the show, and I wasn't a big jerk about not liking it either. Too often, reviews are more about the author's ego than the work itself. Too many reviews focus on the reviewer and how they could have done a better job making the thing they're reviewing. Most wouldn't make something better than the professionals they criticize. Coming in with a vendetta is disrespectful to the fans who listen to your show. Most of them love that thing you're dousing in haterade. If you can't disagree with them respectfully, they aren't going to download your podcast.
I know every week I can find something I really like. Les Howard, host, The Signal.
As a critic, you should hold yourself to a higher standard. The criteria I stole from Goethe via my college professor will help you deliver even the most negative criticism in an objective, positive way. I'm not saying you shouldn't share your opinion. Far from it. You can say anything you want as long as your listeners think you're fair. After all, that's who we're doing this for, right? The listeners, not ourselves. Good, just checking.